I was brought up in London, where my father had his observatory. He was an astronomer, and he was the first director of the University of London Observatory, which was and still is, in fact, in Mill Hill. And it was being built when I was quite small. There were three telescopes in the observatory, and the smaller one I actually used a lot. We sort of called it my telescope, and it was quite small. It was an 8-inch refractor, and I used to look at globular clusters and stuff like that. And I had my own spectroscope, and I had a little laboratory with instruments. And I always loved playing about with them. Marco, it was kind of play. It wasn't serious science. I used to sort of play with instruments and look through telescopes without really doing much in the way of making proper measurements, just sort of fooling about, which I must admit I still do to some extent. Then I went up to Cambridge. I got a scholarship from the Air Force, actually, but I went to my father's college, Downing, in 1947, to read philosophy and also experimental psychology in the third year, but started off really in philosophy. And I met wonderful people like Bertrand Russell. I saw him every Thursday afternoon for a year, actually, Bertrand Russell, which was great talking to him. Bertrand Russell was very, very keen on probability, on arguments not deductively but inductively from instances, examples, and that got me interested in that, really, from Russell. And then I started to think the brain works like that, that the brain is building up inductive generalizations, and that really is the nature of intuitive knowledge, from really very much from Russell's ideas.